So here we are, last of chapter 7. We've been going through Sermon on the Mount since last June. We will tie it all up today. And if you want to go ahead and take your Bibles and turn there, you can do that with me. We'll read the text here in just a few moments and get into it. I was excited as I wrapped up my studies for a Sermon on the Mount this week, and also, you know, kind of sad because I have enjoyed going through these 5, 6, and 7, these three chapters, and just, you know, kind of taking a block of text at a time and unpacking that and fitting that into the whole context of where it is in Matthew and in the rest of the Bible and bringing things around it so that we can get the picture of all that Jesus is teaching and try to feel the fullness of that. And there's really no way to do that completely, unless we could take 2 years and go through it, but we're not going to do that. And I wanted to move through it, you know, as quickly as I could, be as faithful to the text as I could. And I am excited today as we bring this to a close. And as I was preparing today's message, I thought of a conversation I had with a guy about 15 years ago in South Carolina. I had gone to an adventure recreation training leadership thing, Emma Bob. I don't know what all you call it, but it was, they hauled us up there to McCall RA Camp in South Carolina to teach us, you know, high and low ropes, corpse elements, and things like that, and get you trained and stuff like that. And so I went to all of that, and it was very, very exciting to do. Had a lot of fun in doing that. But one of the guys who led the leadership training that week, his name is Tom Kaufman, and he's from Boulder, Colorado. And Tom told some amazing stories all week long, but one of the stories that he told that really stuck with me and I thought of as I was bringing this this sermon to a close and preparing it and thinking about how to illustrate it and help us get our minds around it was a story he told about a little climbing adventure that he had in Boulder where he and three other friends decided to climb to the top of a peak outside of the city. And so they prepared and got ready to go. They knew it was going to take, 2 or 3 days to make the trip. And so they packed all of their camping gear and set out on the morning to go camping and climbed and climbed and climbed till they got to the end of the day. And they got to an area, kind of a leveled off area on the side of the mountain, and decided to camp there. And the next day they would go up to the top of the peak and see all the sights that you do, that you see when you go up very high. I don't like heights, by the way, so that would be something I would never do. So they made it up to the area where they were going to camp, and they got up early the next morning and proceeded to go up to the peak of the mountain. And as they were climbing up to the peak, Tom said he remembered a book that he had read that a climber had written on climbing this particular peak. And he said the climber in the book, what he said was, he said, you get to the knife's edge on a plateau. You'll get to the knife's edge, and the knife's edge is a rock edge about 50 feet long, about 2 inches wide. He said, and so he said, walk across the knife's edge and then around to the top. Well, the knife's edge is a sheer drop on either side. And he said, when we got to the knife's edge, he said, we decided there's no way we're walking across that. So they scooted across the knife's edge, made it around to the top, and it was about a 10 by 10 square where they would stand and could look out and just take in some amazing scenery at the top of this mountain. And he said, as it happens, they get to the top, and they're standing on the plateau or standing on that 10 by 10 ledge, and they're looking out and just enjoying it. And they notice a storm is blowing in. Isn't that the way it always happens? A storm is coming in. And so they're looking at this storm blowing in, knowing that this is not a good idea to be up here. And so they decided to, you know, stay as long as they could and then ease back down to where they had camped. And so they got in a hurry to get down. And so they kind of paired up, and two of the guys went behind them. And he and his friend Gary went on ahead of the other two guys and kind of got ahead of them where they couldn't even see the two guys behind them. But they were moving on down and just preparing the way, you know, as climbers do, hanging ropes and things like that for each other to follow. And they got to the knife's edge, he and Gary did, and Gary said, I'm going to go on a cross, he said, and then, you know, you follow me. And so Gary goes on a cross, and as the knife's edge kind of goes around the mountain a little bit, the top up there, and he said, there's a point where he, when he's following that knife's edge, he said, I can't see him anymore. And he says he goes on around, and he's out of sight, and he can't see him, and so he's waiting, and then all of a sudden, a rock slide. And he's watching all of these rocks fall off the side of the mountain. They're crashing down the side of the mountain. And he's just horrified at what he's seen. He's going, he's looking to see if Gary is falling down the side of the mountain. And so the rocks are falling and falling. And they finally stop falling. He said, and he goes, Gary, are you okay? And he goes, yes. He said, I'm fine. He said, I'm coming back. He said, about the time he said that, he said, more rocks fell. More than the last time, large rocks, bunches of rocks just crashing down below where they were, you know, onto close to where they were camped, he said. He said, and by the way, he said, where we were camped from there, he said, our tents looked like little dots. He said, we were way up. And so these rocks are crashing down the side of this mountain more than before, and they finally stop. And he hollers out, Gary, are you okay? He never seen him fall. But he was certain that he had fallen. Gary, are you okay? Never answered him. Gary. And he hollered for him until finally he just quit. Yeah.